Hello, this is Wes Otis, and welcome to Bookhound Bounty Hunters, Episode 0. As a kind of side note, originally when we recorded this, I thought it was going to be called Blades of Eversink, because we've done a thing in Swords of the Serpentine where it was Blades of Eversink, but we changed the concept, and the name change came from that concept change. So it is now Bookhound Bounty Hunters. Anyway, let's meet all of our wonderful players. Let's start with Candace.
Hi, everybody. My name is Candace, also known as Candace Magnificent. My pronouns are they, she, and I am playing a duelist who is yet to be named.
Hey, everyone. I am Sam. That's Sam with two M's. No, I do not like green eggs and ham. Don't ask me. And I am playing Tisha Valor. Tisha uses she, her pronouns. I use she, they, and she is a prophet.
Hi, everybody. My name is Farah Sarpkaya. Pronouns she, her. I'm playing Giovanna Laturra, and I am a church militant, or rather she is.
Hey, I'm Michelle, and she, her pronouns, and I am playing Katya, your local friendly assassin.
You know, like...
Who's also she, her.
No big deal, just, you know.
No big
friendly
no big,
assassin. You know. Smile in your face.
Yeah, yeah, I'll kill you with a smile on. Yeah.
Look, it's a job. Things need to get done.
Somebody's got to do the hard work.
Exactly. I'm actually very excited. We've created characters, and I kind of want these the players to be able to introduce their characters and talk about who they are. But before we get to that, let me give you what our story frame is going to be. They are basically bookhounds of Eversink. They work for the Office of Book Retrieval. They're repo people. They go out, and if you haven't returned your book, you might get a fee, you might get jail time, you might get killed. Whichever works, however badly this goes. So this was an idea that the players came up with, and I was all in for it. I think it'll be a lot of fun. Let's find out who these characters are beyond just their name or no name. Which having no name is perfectly fine, Candace. That's cool. We get to pick as we go along. Farah, can you tell us more about your character?
Yeah, so Giovanna, as I said, is a church militant. She is extremely forthright and courteous. She's from a noble, though perhaps poorer, family. She's very particular in her getup, and she has a knack for understanding the city and the laws. She's very bookish in that way, and really her favorite thing is being able to rescue an old book from the depths of the city, or the depths of the mercenary groups that like to borrow them, with very heavy quotation marks.
What is your problem with the mercenary groups?
They have started taking out library books under false pretenses and selling them to people to make a profit, and then they just don't bring them back, and it is infuriating. I mean, they're here for everybody to use, and they just off go and take them. I mean, knowledge is more valuable than gold, and they're just walking off with it.
Now, I know that Talis from the mercenaries did offer you a cut of this money you're talking about. Why won't you take that cut?
Books should be available to everyone, not just holed up in some rich person's house. I know this very well. My family had libraries when I was young, but as we got more involved in city politics, we thought, well, you know, better to release that knowledge to the people, you know? And they are the antithesis of what we're trying to do.
Awesome. All right. Sam, tell me more about who you've created for this adventure we're going to go on.
Hell yeah. So Tisha's a prophet. She's a prophet that got her abilities in a very interesting circumstance. She almost died, lone survivor of an accident, lost her wife, NBD, you know, it's totally fine. She's not still working through that at all by trying to sleep her way through the city. Yeah, no, that's totally fine. But she's a prophet and literally is here for a good time and makes absolute use of her abilities to see past, present, and future.
So Sam, Now, I know your job is to find books, and you are continually using your abilities to help out in that endeavor. But in the real mundane world, how did it feel having a author, Juna, erotic short story about you and publish it in the paper?
Well, here's the thing. If you're going to fucking write a story about me, you need to at least have your facts right. Some of them were very inconcise and were the absolute wrong people. Like some of the people that they said I slept with, I would never fucking sleep with. I have standards. But yeah, not the best, but you know, flattered nonetheless.
Okay, cool.
Double finger guns.
All right. Candace, can you tell us more about your duelist?
Yeah. So my duelist loves the library in an unironic way. They are someone who is not, they're not really somebody who is very beholden to the law other than that of their station, like of their job. They are quite provocative. Like they're not afraid to speak up or get into fights. They're very self-assured of their skills, but they also have a little bit of a darker taste for trouble sometimes. And part of the reason I think they're so drawn to kind of the seedier life or the kind of more risque and kind of provocative lifestyle is because they're a duelist. They know that they're going to be all right in those streets. Very suave, very kind of collected. They have no reason to kind of, they're not guileless, but they have no reason to lie, really. Like they're just, they're somebody that's very content with themselves and they just want to kind of do the job and live their life.
Who puts you off your suaveness the most? Who causes you to be the book nerd that you are?
That's a good question. I feel like...
You don't have to answer it right now. You can think about it.
I mean, I will say that when bested, my character does not take kindly to it and retreats into themselves as like a book nerd for comfort. They do not handle failure very well.
I think what, you know, I think then what we should do is, you know, you all aren't the only people working for the retrieval office.
Oh, no. OBR.
There's,
OBR yes. For short, Wes.
OBR, sorry. Jesus. And Richard von Hoetzt is constantly one-upping you.
I hate him.
And it drives you fucking nuts.
Listen, I'll take him out. Like I said, no scruples.
His sword is nicer. He has better contacts. And they always give him the really big jobs.
Yeah, that's got to end, Wes. We can't have that. Oh, man. But it's okay. I bet I, like, slay more damsels than he does, so come at me.
You hope.
Ugh. Sounds terrible.
All right.
Listen, I'm on your side. You're like, I slay more damsels. Absolutely.
Michelle, tell us more.
All right. Katja is an assassin, and she truly believes in the mission of the OBR. Right? She believes that books belong in the library and that you should honor your commitments. If you said you're going to bring it back by a certain time, it should be brought back by a certain time. She definitely, you know, likes enforcing the rules as far as if you borrow a book and you're overdue, but we get it back, you just have to pay a fine. But her favorite rule is that if you borrow a book and it's overdue, and we don't get it back, then you're going to die. And that's her favorite part of the job.
What's the timetable here? When does it go from, they haven't returned it in long enough, but we'll still take it back to, you're dead. We're fucking going to kill you. Where's the tip line?
I'm going to say it might have less to do with time and more to do with the book.
I like that.
Like if it's a really important book, when you check that book out, you sign something saying you know that the penalty for losing this book is death.
Can I just say I'd be fucked in this universe with these libraries? I'd be long dead, y'all.
Or maybe you'd be better about returning your books.
You would absolutely be better about returning your books.
But it's not every book. It's just really important books that maybe they only have one copy. Yeah, or first editions or magical tomes that aren't supposed to, that they're only for study or whatever it is. You know, really important works. Those are the ones they have to sign the waiver for.
Now, does it bother you that your sister purposely takes books out that she knows that she could be killed for, but knows that you won't?
Oh my God, she's so annoying.
She never returns them on time.
She does it on purpose just to make me stress out.
And what about that book she sold to the mercenaries?
Oh, I'm still hunting that down. I'm getting that book back.
What are we calling your sister?
You got to ask me a hard question.
Yep. If you don't want a boring Protestant name, yes.
Gianna.
Okay, Gianna. Hey, I'm just being honest. Gianna. All right. This sounds like an amazing group. I cannot wait to play this particular game because these sound like great characters. Let's go around and see what each of you are looking forward to and, you know, just your overall sense. Farah, let's start with you.
I am a big noir fan, so this vibe is like 100% my jam. But also this table is super exciting, and I've played with Candace a few times, at least once in a library context, and I am very excited to repeat that excellence. I'm also very excited to be very militant about books because I was part of the library club in high school, and I feel like this is, what's the word I'm looking for? A step back, but a revisiting and rejoicing of my love of the library.
A retro reclone.
Exactly. My high school self would be very pleased.
Is there anything in particular, is there any genre of writing that you feel that your character is the most militant about?
I would say poetry. She is quite buttoned up, quite formal, but I think she is a romantic at heart. And when the classic poetries disappear, it hurts, you know, because the poetry is the language of the soul. And when that's stolen from the library, I mean, we lose the very soul of the library itself.
Too true. Candace, what are you looking forward to? What would you like to, you know, experience, all of that stuff?
I am a huge book person, hardcore bibliophile. I was actually in grad school to become a librarian for some time, and I am now an amateur librarian in my home. So, big fan of this setting. I'm obviously most excited to play with all of these lovely new people and be back with you and Michelle. But I'm really, really excited, like character-wise, for hijinks. I'm a big fan of hijinks in games. I love them. They make me smile. And my character, I think, was really kind of built for such things. They are not going to back down from hijinks and petty fights. So I'm very excited for that. And the monsters. It didn't occur to me. I thought there's going to be like a lot of like people stuff. But the idea there's going to be some monsters in this.
Yep.
That excites me. I like that. Yeah.
Sam.
Ooh, my turn again. So I was so enraptured in everyone's questions, I completely forgot. So Weston, you just like...
What kind of things are you looking forward to with the setting?
Okay. So while I'm not that much of a reader anymore, and it makes me very sad to say, I'm trying to get back into that. I got a library card, but not to talk about it. I'm so excited about it. Much like Farah, I wasn't in my school's library club. I actually worked in the library. Like, I spent my study halls categorizing books, returning, printing, working in the library. Me and the librarian in my school were besties. So me and books have a very long love relationship still to this day. So I'm really excited to do that. And also the library, like Candace, is like perfect for hijinks. So I already know that our characters are just going to be cutting up, because if you want to do hijinks, who's a better partner for hijinks than a bitch who can see what happens before it happens?
Wes, you're going to need to rein it in. I've got vibes about this table.
I'm also super excited to be just playing here. This is my first podcast, and I'm super, super excited about it. I've been a fan of Tulsided for a while now, so I'm so excited to actually be like, yeah, I did that.
Well, cool. We're glad you're here.
Just like crossing off all of my goals and then some for 2022 in this space. I'm so hyped about it.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm really excited for hijinks. And, you know, as a prophet, I can see everything that happens. So there's no bullshit that's going to come my way at all. Awesome. Like, I'm going to mitigate all of it before it happens. So, sorry for your storytelling, but we're just gonna call a nice TO on all of that. Be like, actually.
Enjoy that W for the week, definitely. So yeah. Funny story. Michelle and I actually met at a Crown Books that we worked at. Oh. So we actually worked at a bookstore and met each other. We were friends for a couple of years, and then we started playing D&D and hanging out with the same group of friends. And then we dated, and the rest is history. But we actually, books are kind of at the center of our relationship with that. So
that's so cute. I love it so much. That's so romantic. It's you've gotten mail without the strife and capitalism.
Exactly. Fun fact you're going to learn about me: when stuff is very cute and I can't handle it, I gag. I don't know why, but that's something that happens. So that's very cute. Just forewarning, I'm going to be like,
let's not do too many cute things. We don't want to, you know, accidentally kill Sam.
Please don't. You've done it already a couple of times today. I barely made it. So.
Oh, Michelle, tell us more about your character.
I think what I'm looking forward to is just being able to sneak through the back alleys and the sewers and the rooftops of Eversink. I think that, I don't know. I think like being geeks, we all have some sort of relationship with a library, right? With me, there was no library club in our school library was too small for anyone to really work in it, but I was on the speech and debate team. And so I had to spend hours and hours at the library doing research, and I loved it. And to this day, I like to do research, just random things. I'm like, oh, I'm going to research that, you know, and I just love it. I like, you know, and so I think that my character probably had a relative who might have been corrupted by sorcery. And so she wants to make sure that there's a tight lid on those sorcery books.
All right. Thank you for that gift.
You're very, very welcome. Silver platter. Here you
beautiful.
Go.
Beautiful. Look at how we all get fed tonight. This is beautiful. I love this for everybody here today.
So, yeah, that about does it. That I think that's a good, you know, encapsulation of what we're going to be doing this season. We're going to have a little fun, have some laughs. So thank you all so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. Next week, we will be back with the first episode. Let's go around and find out where all of these wonderful people are. Let's start with Candace.
Hello. I have been Candace, also known as Candace Magnificent, pronouns they, she. You can find me on Twitter at ThatCandaceGirl. You can find me pretty much everywhere else at Candace the Magnificent. You can also see me on Mondays over at 12 Sided Stories. I'm not sure by the time this goes live what we'll be doing, but hopefully it'll be cool. I would say follow me online just to check out what I'm doing next. Thank you for being with us.
I've been Farah Sarpkaya, and pronouns she, her. And you will find me on Twitter at Farakaya, as well as on Crossroad Games, Crossroad X Games on Twitter as well.
had to double check to make sure I wasn't on mute. Hey, everyone. I have been Sam. That's Sam with two M's. You can follow me on Twitter at Lust for Life. That's LustForLifeX. That is where you can stay up to date with all of the super cool, fun stuff that I do and up to date because things are always changing. The Strix U. That's where you can see me most specifically, even if it's not airing by this point in time, you can still catch it on Black Girl Mage's YouTube. So yeah, just watch that. It's awesome. And for all the cool stuff I do, just follow me on Twitter and I will be there talking shit and having fun as usual.
Hey, I'm Michelle and I'm only on Twitter, so you'll find me there at Michulhu. That's M-I-C-H-U-L-H-U. You'll find my music and Wes's amazing sound effects if you subscribe to the Plate Mail Games catalog through BattleBards.
I'm Wes Otis, and you can find me at Plate Mail Games on Twitter. If you want to find us, the podcast, check us out on our website. Check us out on Twitch. On Mondays, like Candace said, we play lots of different games there. And join our Discord. It's a lot of fun. We have a good time. We can talk about games and about the show and everything. Also, if you want to help us out, you can go over to either Ko-fi or Patreon and back us there. Become monthly supporters. That would be great. Or you can give us a shout out on your favorite social media platform, or you can give us a review on wherever you're listening to us. We appreciate it. Thank you so much. Thank you to the cast. We really appreciate having you on. And we will see you next week. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Bye.